From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gregory Pabst, reading Winds of Texas, Book 3 of The Expedition, by Lauren Robinson. Now let's begin with Winds of Texas, the prologue. Known to the Indians as the Lone Wanderer, Jim Parker roamed the western plains, living among different tribes, trying to forget the loss of his family. But he never forgot where he came from, the 21st century, an astronaut, a space fog that threw him back in time 200 years. Now he lived in a period where only he knew the future. He also felt cursed. He couldn't age. A change in his DNA from the space cloud. He'd always be 35. Never able to stay in one place. Never to have another family. Always on the move, wherever the winds of Texas carried him. Then he met Sam Houston. Chapter 1. Jim Parker rode into the Mexican state of Tejas in 1836. He had no particular reason for going there. Ever since his family had died almost 20 years before, he had been on the move, roaming the plains, the desert, and the mountains of the West, where only trappers and Indians had gone before. As he crossed the Red River, he thought of the long days on the Missouri, where he had traveled with the Lewis and Clark expedition to the Pacific. He had met different Indian tribes, learning their languages and customs. His wife had been a Mandan, and her loss and that of his son had left him scarred. He'd been one of the richest men in St. Louis, and he gave it all away, leaving with nothing but his horse, his bedroll, rifle and pistol, and nowhere to go, hoping an Indian hunt.